Beep beep, it's GFSN Podcast Radio. Welcome to Farm Talk with Leland and Olivia. In today's episode, we learn about what it takes to go organic. Think it's easy? Think you have what it takes to be Olivia's hipster in muddy overalls? Well, let's see what Tweedledee and Tweedledum have for us today.
Okay, so have you ever like fired up your GFSN account, right? And seen those organic veggies going for like bank?
Oh, yeah.
Makes you wonder, right?
Totally.
Is it worth it to actually go full organic in this game?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're diving into today because let me tell you, it gets pretty wild. So we're talking all things organic farming and GFSN. What makes it different from, you know, just growing your regular digital potatoes?
Well, the cool thing is GFSN took this seriously. They didn't just like throw an organic sticker on stuff. It's a whole system.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like the real deal, actually. Challenges and all.
So how does it actually work? Like, what do players need to do to go organic?
First off, you got to get certified, like legit certified, both your fields and your factories.
Okay, makes sense. So does that mean like everything on your farm has to be organic or can you, you know?
That's the neat part. You get to choose. Pick which fields you want to dedicate to going organic.
Oh, strategic. So you can really maximize, like, focus your efforts. But I'm guessing it costs a pretty penny to get certified.
It does. 40,000 GFSN bucks per field, actually. And the factories are even steeper.
Oh, wow.
50,000 for those. And this is important. It's not a one-time thing. It expires after 180 days.
So there's like a ticking clock, basically.
Exactly.
You really got to make those organic harvests count. So, okay, we're going green. We're shelling out the big bucks. What's the payoff? How much more are we getting for these organic goods?
You can rake it in, for sure. But, and this is a big but, you only get the premium if you sell to the right place.
Mm.
It has to be an organic factory. If you accidentally ship your, let's say, organic soybeans to a regular factory.
Yeah.
You're going to get the regular price. No bonus.
It's like accidentally selling your prize-winning pumpkin for pennies.
Exactly.
Brutal. Okay, so pay attention, players. This is high-stakes farming here.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Doko Chemical, a leader in crop solutions specializing in active ingredient production, agrochemical adjuvants, and fertilizer stabilizers. We help farmers face the challenges of feeding a growing global population amid water scarcity issues, shrinking land nutrients, and ever-changing harvesting periods that definitely have nothing to do with global warming. Whether it's carbitol solvent, liquid nitrogen, glyphosate, or even anhydrous ammonia, we can help. Doko Chemical lets you do great things.
So let's say we've got our organic carrots, we're ready to sell. Do we need a special silo that's like designated organic only? What's the deal with storage?
They don't mess around with this. You absolutely cannot mix organic and non-organic stuff, like at all. It's actually against the rules.
Really?
It's a terms of service violation.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Whoa. No, I get it. It's about maintaining the integrity of, you know, the whole organic system, right?
Precisely.
Even in the virtual world, rules are rules.
And it doesn't stop at your farm. Once a product certified organic in GFSN, that little stamp follows it all the way.
So it's like a real supply chain.
Mm, you got it.
It makes you think, though, about the real world, right? Like, how can we be sure what we're buying is actually organic?
Absolutely.
Speaking of things that make you think, I was digging through the GFSN wiki, and I noticed something kind of strange. Greenhouses. You can't make them organic.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right? Any idea why?
So they don't actually come out and say it, but I have a theory.
Okay.
It's probably the herbicides. Greenhouses, even in the game, tend to use them by default. And even that those are considered safe in real life, the game might not know the difference.
Hmm. Interesting. So it's like they're erring on the side of caution, you know, to keep the organic label. Well, organic. Makes you think about those times you're at the store and you see like organic tomatoes, but then in tiny print it says greenhouse grown.
Mm.
It's like, does that count? Makes you think.
Justice! 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 modern agriculture, the use of fertilizers and herbicides is widespread. These practices come with significant environmental costs. Overuse of synthetic fertilizers disrupts the natural balance of nutrients in the soil. When excess fertilizers run off fields and into waterways, our rivers and oceans suffer, and so do the creatures that call them home. Fertilizers also contribute to air pollution. Applying them releases nitrous oxide, a potent greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. This accelerates climate change, impacting weather patterns and ecosystems worldwide. The rampant use of herbicides has led to the evolution of herbicide-resistant superweeds. It's time to rethink our agricultural practices. Sustainable farming methods can help protect our environment, ensuring a healthier planet for future generations. Friends of the Earth works to advance fundamental shifts in our food system, from chemical intensive to organic, from corporate controlled to democratically governed. Consider organic certification today. Friends of the Earth, organic for all.
But back to GFSN. So we've got costs, we've got this 180-day clock, and we've got a whole separate market to navigate. So for our listeners who are thinking of taking the plunge, is this a get-rich-quick scheme or more of a long game?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think, honestly, it depends on your play style, your goals, how much risk you're willing to take on. Because think about it. Are you in it for a quick buck?
Yeah.
Or are you building an organic empire for the long haul? That's the beauty of it, really.
Yeah.
It's like those old-school tycoon games. You got to be smart, strategic, and maybe a little lucky to make it big.
Absolutely. There you have it, folks. Going organic in GFSN, it's a gamble, but hey, with the right strategy, who knows? Maybe you'll be the one raking in the virtual cash with your perfectly grown, certified, organic digital carrots.
Been listening to Farm Talk with Leland and Olivia. If you have questions about how to get started in organic farming, reach out to a staff member today. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon from GFSN Podcast Radio. GFSN. We make gaming fun. Happy farming.